谢谢，谢谢。
Please tell me you speak English. I'm Detective Carter. Do you speak any English? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?I cannot believe this shit. First, I get a bullshit assignment. Now, Mr. Rice-a-roni don't even speak American. Come on, man, my ride over here. Put your bag in the back. Put your bag in the back. No, 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 no. You put your own shit.In the back. I'm not a sky cat. I'm FBI, you understand? What the hell you think this is?
One day you'll look to see I've gone. For tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know.I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend.
So hi and welcome to the Odd Name Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damon, and this is being recorded for your benefit.
Guess what, Damien?
Hi.
There is one team who are not in the top six of their league and in the final 16 of the Champions League, and I wish this weren't true.
Tottenham.
Oh, yeah, true.
Cool. Yeah, okay.
But more importantly, we're here to talk about movies.
Are we, though?
Kind of. I mean, we kind of do this not really to talk about movies, but we eventually do at some point.
I guess.
Could do no, or you want us to wait on like 10 minutes?
Let's just get it.
All right, cool.
There's no football on tonight.
No,
there's a good match. last Thursday. No, was there a good match? No, there wasn't a good match Thursday in the NFL. It's a terrible match.
But anyways, this week we're here to talk about the John M. Chu, film of 2018 that basically broke the box office, entitled Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
March, we've been dating for over a year now, and I think it's about time people met my beautiful girlfriend. What about us taking an adventure east?
Like Queens?
Singapore, Colin's wedding. Don't you want to meet my family?
I hardly know anything about them. Every time I bring them up, Nick changes the subject. Maybe his parents are poor and he has to send them money.
I'll take a bag and get you checked into first class.
Nick, we can't afford this.
So your family is rich?
We're comfortable.
That is exactly what a super rich person would say.
Crazy Rich Asians is a story about Rachel Chu and her boyfriend Nick.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Story about Jessica Huang.
Right.
And other people.
Jesus Christ. They live in Miracle. And Nick's best friend is getting married. And so...
I watched that movie. It's not that good.
Yeah. And so they leave to Singapore, which is an island nation, much like Jamaica. Except unlike Jamaica, it is successful. Rachel finds out that her boyfriend is super rich. And then exactly what you think happens. And then the movie ends.
She murders him for his money?
That's a better movie. No, the name of this movie is Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah, crazy and rich.
Yeah.
But so you're crazy enough to kill the rich one.
Here's the problem. This movie wasn't made in Korea.
There we go, guys.
Wrong Asia.
There we go.
Right,
damn it. 3 minutes and 50 seconds. quickest time to Korea mention, to Korea complaint about a movie.
This movie was made by Americans for Americans. This movie sucks. And here's the reason why I am very upset. Is because this movie got so much press and made so much money that it got me to doubt myself. And I don't like it when things do that. When we saw the trailer for this movie, we collectively went, that is a waste of time, and I will never see this movie. And then the movie started making money. And then the movie started getting press, like a cartoonish amount of press. So much so that the one newspaper that I still read, The Economist, had an article about a movie. Not in the books and art section, just in the regular goddamn news portion. And I started to go, something is up. There must be something about this movie that is generating all this shit. But lo and behold, this movie is like every other type of this movie. Imagine a movie with all white people where one white person is poor and the other one is rich. You've seen that movie. We've all seen that movie. That movie is Crazy Rich Asians, except with Asian people. And so this movie sucks. It is a goddamn waste of time. At the end of this movie, and this is a spoiler, a man runs onto a plane to stop it from taking off to get his girl. You've seen that movie
this is
19
not Fast
times.
And
no, it isn't. No, it is not Fast and the Furious. Remember the 90s where they used to just make this movie every year with just a different girl? That
no,
is what they
no,
made.
No, they made it every year with Drew Barrymore.
I mean, all right, fine. You know how Drew Barrymore exists and has only ever made this movie? That is what they made. But there's nothing special about it. And there's nothing special about, like, the Asians part is the part that annoys me the most. Because unless this movie was just like, yo, all people are the same kinds of jackasses as all other people. Unless that is the statement they were trying to make, which I don't think it was, this movie just sucks. Like, this movie belongs on Netflix. Netflix should have bought this so that I would have known ahead of time. It's a waste of my goddamn time. It's just like there might be two jokes in this movie. And the rest of this movie is just like towards the end where it becomes this shitty, sappy waste of time. I was just like, this movie is, all the cliches are in this movie. Every single one. The parents don't like her because she's poor. Great. Never seen that before. The friends don't like her because she's poor. Oh, word. But she wins them over because she's smart. And she has stick-to-itiveness or whatever the fuck. And then the person that hates her the most decides that, oh, she's the one because she proves herself in the end to be, and it is like, it is, this movie should have been called Cut and Paste or some other cliche, like it just sucks. Like nothing, it's not well executed. I don't like any other actors. All of this shit sucks. Ken Jeong is in it. Oh boy, didn't you like him? Oh, he was so good in it. He wasn't. Oh, no, this movie sucks. All of it sucks. All the time. 100%. But, as I said, this movie made $1 trillion. So, you guys can take solace in the fact that you made garbage and you are rewarded like how Michael Bay is usually rewarded with a cartoonish amount of money for a terrible movie. And so I'd like to apologize for doing this to you. I will tell you all that I've seen enough movies since this that I have good picks for at least a month. So I apologize, and I've rectified this. I'll never pick this movie again. This movie is trash. But I could be wrong. Douglas, do you like this movie?
Oh, well, let me tell my story. Let me walk you through how,
good,
when, why, where,
okay,
what happened here.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually didn't know who was in this movie, other than I knew that Jimmy O. Yang, who is from Silicon Valley, is in this movie. And I knew it because we actually spoke about it on one of these podcasts, I'm sure. He was on Maron's podcast, and he was talking up this thing like a storm. He was really the reason why I wanted to watch this movie, mm-hmm, because I, like you, watched the trailers, heard the hype, and said, yeah, fuck this movie.
Yes, it's right?
But he did his job well in that interview.
Yeah.
Like, he kept talking, you know, joke after joke after,
yeah,
and how great it is. And I was like,
he sold the shit out,
you
of
know,
that movie.
Maybe I should watch this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get to the point where I actually watched the movie,
mm-hmm,
with some fairly decent expectations. Follow that by the movie opening. And by the way, this is in a dark period in my life, because I had perhaps 2 weeks before that finished watching all the Fresh Off the Boat episodes that there were. There were no more left. I was fresh off the boat.
I don't think that's what that means, but okay.
So good. Thank you, Douglas.
Stay in your place, Andrew.
Stay in your lane. It's not your turn. You can reclaim the time, Douglas.
Do you not yield the floor?
No, he's reclaiming his time. Objection.
But yeah, so it was a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. And this movie literally opens with Jessica Huang.
Mm-hmm.
So this just went from, this movie is probably really good, to, holy shit, this is the greatest movie ever.
Uh-huh.
Let's do this. And it opens with her in this, she's very, like, you know, cocky and aggressive and playing,
mm-hmm,
cards and whatever and schooling these goddamn white kids. And,
mm-hmm,
I was like, yeah.
Never coming in.
Then.
Stop killing in the gang.
Exactly. Then it turns out,
mm-hmm,
Jessica Huang is a teacher. I should have known right then and fucking there. Because,
like, oh no.
Jessica Huang, Andrew.
Is many things.
She's many things. She's not a teacher.
Nuh-uh.
She might be a teacher boss.
Is she a professor?
No.
No.
Andrew, they're all teachers, okay? It doesn't matter whether you have tenure, whether you're a professor or a high school aide,
mm-hmm,
whatever. They're all teachers, and they're not worth Jessica Huang's time.
I was kind of hoping I could work well enough to kind of turn this into a KRS-One joke, but I've given up.
I get you. But yeah, Andrew, if you're not trying to be a teacher boss, you're not Jessica Huang. This, I did not see this sign. And this, I think, is where I messed up. I should have stopped the movie at this point and called an emergency podcast meeting, as,
mm-hmm,
we do.
Right. And said, no, we're not doing this.
Uh-uh. Unfortunately,
mm-hmm,
I continued watching this film.
I called Cree. I'm taking this off the list.
I wonder if anywhere else in the world has that Cree.
I mean, they have timeout or some other things. I don't think anyone else has.
I imagine there's so many Jamaicanisms that we use that there's some portions of the podcast where people are like, huh?
What are they talking anyways? Jamaica seems weird.
But yeah, so at this point, I'm very happy. And there's no uphill, there's all downhill. This movie is god fucking awful.
What?
Were there jokes?
I remember two.
You remember two? I'm not sure if I can even remember one.
I remember two.
As you said, this is just one of those movies. You just cut and paste what Damien said. It is boilerplate, cookie cutter, whichever
cliche.
Hackneyed cliche you'd like. Let's go with that.
It did Stop it.
The movie was just downright horrible. And I blame Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley is the reason why I watch this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Silicon Valley is the reason why this movie is bad. Because if I did not watch this movie,
it wouldn't be bad.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. Exactly. It's like the tree in the forest.
Right.
When there's no noise, nobody hears, right? So.
Oh, that's what that means.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So Silicon Valley, I knew was bad. And that's another thing, right? I didn't like Silicon Valley, and then Andrew forced me to watch it.
It's still bad.
Right? And then I thought I liked it. Clearly. Clearly.
Uh-huh.
All this can be boiled down to Andrew. It's Andrew's fault.
This totally makes sense. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. Using that kind of logic, then yes. It's all Andrew's fault. It's been his fault for a while.
Yes. But it's disappointing that this really ended up just being a shitty romantic movie.
I mean, you can't be disappointed because we saw the truth.
I have a question for you, Douglas.
Yeah?
Taking that statement you just said.
Okay.
Wasn't that what everyone said this was? Right, because every time you guys talked about this movie and not wanting to watch this movie, you guys were more fearful of the way in which people were contextualizing the casting of this movie.
Right.
But then eventually someone told you, no, it's just a dumb romantic comedy. And then,
no, I didn't read any of that.
Well, and that's what you got.
So the thing about,
right?
Well, the thing about it is, I don't know about... I remember Damien spoke a lot about it being important.
Yeah.
I don't remember thinking that I was worried about the casting. Maybe I was. But for me, you talk about this is what everybody said it was. And that's a problem that I have, is I don't actually read or listen to people talk about these things more often than not. Literally, I think I watched a trailer and got an impression of it, which was, it's just a shitty movie, and I know that people are hyping it up, but it looks like it's one of those shitty movies that people are wrong about. And then this motherfucker, Jimmy O. Yang, he just said the right things. And yes, there was what he described was a dumb comedy, but the thing is this. This movie is not a dumb comedy, because this movie is not funny.
There's no jokes.
There's no jokes. And it's not even...
It's not dumb.
Exactly. It doesn't try to be dumb. It tries to be like...
Profound.
Actually, a lot of people do think it's profound.
Yeah.
But I don't think presents itself that way. I think that's something that people have put on this movie.
Okay.
This movie... is nothing more than it's not even earnest. It's P-U-R-L. It's what's the word? It's essentially Renee Zellweger. It's Bridget Jones or Drew Barrymore movies. It's that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. And I'm upset that I got
suckered.
Yeah, and I don't really want to say tricked, but I tricked myself into thinking that this was something else. Whether it could have been something, well, I didn't think it was something great, or it would have been something, you know, like cinema worthy. But I thought that it could have been, it was Renee Zellweger when it could have been Martin McDonagh. You know, it could have been War on Everyone. Now, it could have just been a great dumb comedy. It could have been something as simple as me enjoying, what was that Christmas party movie? Is it called Just Christmas Party?
Just Christmas Party.
With my girl.
With Kate McKinnon and TJ
yes,
Miller.
And
I think
Jason
it's just
Bateman.
Called Christmas Party. I could be wrong.
Movies like that where actually those movies are one and done, right? So Christmas Party, I can't watch it again, otherwise I'll hate it. The same thing with, there's another Christmas movie with Seth Rogen and
Office Christmas Party is the name of it.
Mm. Oh, okay, Office Christmas Party.
Because The Office makes it unique.
No, The Office makes it plagiarism. Michael needs to sue. But this movie, it's just a shitty romance movie that people tend to like, and that's fine, just don't pretend it's what it isn't, you know.
I'm fearful because I wonder who these people are pretending for you.
What?
So moving right along.
Oh my.
Damian, have you seen any movies this week?
Whoa. Mr. Robinson.
Yes?
I think you missed out a part.
Right. I don't know if you remember how this podcast.
No, it's been a while. Remind me.
Okay. So me and Douglas bitch about a movie. And then you review it. That's where you come in.
There's usually a part right after that I'm trying to avoid.
Uh-huh.
You tell me what that part after that is.
Uh-huh. We need to know. We have to hear the review first. it is where we shower praise on your reviewiness.
I don't think I've ever experienced this.
It's because it's been so long, you've simply forgotten.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Uh-huh. I didn't mind this movie.
God damn it.
Remember, Damon, show our praise.
I think what he meant to say was show our posse.
Yes. That's just the noise I make when I'm appreciating how good someone reviews something.
So, okay, here lies the thing.
Uh-huh.
This movie is and continues to be a dumb romantic movie. Right, everything about the romantic arc of our protagonists in this movie is, as you say, copy and paste. Just switch it from whatever country other movies are from to Singapore, and lots of Asians, and it continues. But here lies the thing, and I don't know if this is just the way I decided to approach this, and you guys talked a lot about walking up to this movie saying no, it can't be good, and then people tricking you, right? Like the media tricking you. Like eventually at some point your brain said, I wonder if it's already actually good, right? And then that brought you to this movie. I never had that part, right? I heard all of the media and I understood what was going on, and I said that movie can't be more than like barely average, right? It's just going to be an okay to whatever movie. And it'll make money because people want to see this kind of movie. And oddly enough, you guys talked about the financial stories. One of the financial stories I found very fascinating about this movie is that it flopped in Asia.
Really?
Really. So it made a shit ton of money in America.
I told you, but
first. Right? And then it went to Asia, and then they went, no, this is a bad movie. They didn't make any money there.
That was part of the story in the, and again, let me stress how weird it is that The Economist wrote something about a movie. I've been subscribed to this fucking magazine for 12 years. This is the first time when it is not Oscar related. Like, they just wrote an article and I'm upset. I'm very upset.
So yeah, me coming to this movie, it was very much a like, well, I'm going to watch it now, so let's see what I can get out of it. And the whole long story thing is whatever. I can see where it's from every other movie that ever existed. And it continues to be whatever. The protagonists aren't particularly charming for me. Didn't really hit me. What I did decide to like about this movie, for me personally, was pretty much all of the aside characters, right, in this movie, which just stood out to me as ridiculous shit. From,
I have to say, I did like that guy who's they've effectively just made the gay
close
guy.
Oliver, played by Nico Santos, I loved. Ronnie Chang, who I know from The Daily Show, who plays Eddie Cheng. Mm-hmm. I loved his bits. Mm-hmm. I kind of liked Jimmy O Yang anytime he showed up. I loved, and even though, once again, the movie on a whole isn't that great, it's the second one for this year for her, for me to kind of point her out. I loved Awkwafina every time I saw her. Right?
Who's Awkwafina?
The friend.
She's the Asian one.
Okay. So Rihanna was in this one, right?
Yes. Or is she was the other one? Somewhere. Okay. And like, the movie had things in it. Like, I know that the overall story is garbage. I know that it's cut and paste. But for me, coming to the movie where pretty much I gave it a handicap, where I'm like, I expect this little from you, it gave me a little to kind of keep me going for the, 2 hours that this movie was. And I'm okay with what I got. I'm sorry you guys went in expecting Schindler's
List. You're not sorry. You're not sorry at all.
But yeah, I definitely not mind this movie. Like to me, Douglas mentioned a few movies where he's like, those are one-and-done movies that you watched and you enjoyed, but you can't watch them again. This is a one-and-done movie for me. Like, I can't go back to this. But the way you guys are on this movie, I'm like, you guys just, you came to this with the wrong expectation.
No, I came into this with the exact right expectations.
What upsets me about this, to be honest with you, is not that I was duped.
Yeah.
It was that I was
double duped.
I had a strong position at first. Mm-hmm. And then I was
willing
duped,
to change my position. I was willing to... Andrew, I was willing to accept that this movie was better than trash. Like, that is my expectation. I went in going, this movie won't be great, but there must be something that has led people to this point. But there's nothing there. That is why I'm so upset. Because this movie got enough press and enough talk around it that I thought something had to be. There must have been some twist, something that they did where people are just like, yeah. But no, this movie is like if Black Panther was trash. If where they literally just went, oh, we've replaced all the white people with black people. Now give us all of the money. That is basically what they did with this one. Except while Black Panther is watchable, this is not. This movie is just... so it's bad.
Hold on, I have a quick question, because I got confused in like that speech that you made.
Uh-huh.
Do you not like Black Panther?
No, Black Panther is okay, but there's nothing about Black Panther that isn't just a standard comic book. Like, they move around like the origins, and they basically blackify some of the shit, but it's still a standard comic book movie. Like, they didn't go above and beyond to change what the movie was. Like, it's no Thor Ragnarok. It's still a standard ass. There's a bad guy. He wants to do bad shit. And the good guy has to stop him. And oh, look, he has powers. Right? They didn't stray that far from, you know, the template. But they made an okay movie. So that is fine. But that movie made a ton of money, not because it is some special movie that we haven't seen. It made a ton of money because they finally put black people in a comic book movie. This movie is the same. It made a ton of money because it's an Asian love story from America. And you go, oh, yeah, I see that. But the problem is that the movie sucks. Like, they could have done... Listen, I am not above these types of movies. I still love 2 Weeks' Notice, right? That movie, by any metric, is not good.
I love that movie more
right
than... And the sad thing about it is, I know it gets wrapped up inside of my Hugh Grant love, mm-hmm. which, by the way, we're going to talk about soon.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear this because I know it's coming. Oh.
Okay. But that movie in particular, since the day I watched it, I've thought it's just...
You're like, oof. Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yes, please. But this movie, there's just nothing. There's nothing for me to like. There's a lot of people in there that I actually like, but the movie fails. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what Andrew saw. Like, the movie's so cliche and so played out that, like, we say this all the time, that you know exactly what's going to happen. But I knew exactly. The second she got on the plane with him, I could have told you what the rest of this movie was. And, like, I don't know. I don't see it. But congratulations on the boatloads of money. Hopefully you can make a better movie next time. I doubt it, though. This movie's trash.
Yeah, it's sad.
So moving along.
Yes.
It's now I'm allowed to do that.
Can't wait to see this movie on Andrew's top 10.
I have some movies to talk about.
Ah.
So I'm going to try to do this like how I've done it before. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start with the ones that I expect you have little to no interest in, and I'll end with the ones that I expect you have the most interest in, and hopefully this will all shake out. So the first two are based on real people, which is why I've put them at the beginning.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The Front Runner by Jason Reitman. Mm-hmm. I went and I saw it. It's
actually kind of want to watch that movie.
It's okay. Like,
it's based on real people. What is it supposed to be? Clinton?
No, it's not Clinton. It's a different presidential candidate who doesn't get to be president because he was banging some woman and the newspapers found out. So it's basically about the 3 weeks of his campaign that ended. it's all right. It's like, to me, watching that movie, it feels like he wants to talk about how the media changed around politics, where politicians expected they wouldn't be scrutinized about crap like that. But it's okay. It's nothing special. It's good he had a 2-movie year, so I can point to Tully and say that's the good one.
Can you though?
I like Tully. You fuck.
I haven't watched it, so I'm just fucking around.
Then the other movie I saw is At Eternity's Gate, which is the new film by, and I'm about to ruin this name, Julian Schnabel. See, I ruined it. He's the guy who made The Diving Bell and the Butterfly a few years back.
Oh, yeah.
This movie is starring Willem Dafoe, where he plays Vincent van Gogh in his last few years. And I really like this movie, guys, and I expect you guys to hate every minute of it, so don't talk. I'm not talking about this movie anymore.
The sad thing is, like, because you know I love me some Willem Dafoe, but as soon as you said, As Vincent van Gogh.
I was like,
nope.
Nope.
It also has appearances by ones Oscar Isaac, Rupert Friend, and Mads Mikkelsen that I love. This movie, I really like this movie a lot. It was a movie that I went into like not expecting anything from, but felt like I got a lot out of it. It's very, very experimental in how it deals with its art and talking about the things that Van Gogh was doing at the time. And I quite loved it. But yeah, I expect you guys will either A, forget about this movie within the next 15 seconds that I stop talking about it, or have not listened to a word already. Cool.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Right.
Already bored.
I saw this film by the name of Peeping Tom, which is a 1960 schlock horror film by, I haven't forgotten his name, Michael Powell, from the Powell and Pressburger duo. And Actually, it's a movie I've been looking forward to for a long time, and I finally sat down and watched it. It's not that good a movie. To put how shitty it is, it reminded me a lot of Red Dragon, to be honest. Because basically, it's about this guy who is...
Wait, hold on. Mm-hmm. When we say Red Dragon, are we talking about one of the Anthony Hopkins movies?
Yes. He was.
Well, then you two people can go fuck yourselves. I love that movie to death.
You know that movie's bad, right?
It's so good.
Yeah, but you understand that it's not good,
so
right?
So good.
All right, cool.
And I watched this recently. I remember doing, because I did, for whatever reason, I decided to do the triple header, right? Yeah. The full-on
Hannibal trilogy.
Silence of the Lambs, whatever trilogy, whatever you want to call it. And I enjoyed this movie way more than I thought I was going to. Ooh. I remember thinking, I don't know about this movie.
Yeah.
I loved this one in particular.
All right, you've sold me. Maybe I was young and dumb. I remember it being bad and not making sense.
Yeah, but I kind of remember it being stupid.
But let's see.
And the sad thing about it is, I cannot remember the details of it anymore.
Of course you can.
Of course
you're
not.
You're in a haze.
Yeah.
You remember I just remember
the adoration that I have for it now. Mm.
So yeah, this movie, Peeping Tom, not that good. It's about a guy who's a want-to-be film director. And basically, he takes films of morbid situations, usually of the people he murders and everything about the dead people around him.
Hold on. I love how you kind of just
burying the lead there.
Yeah. You jumped over that bit where he murders the people that he
videotapes. And then it becomes this thing where, like, you notice there are scenes where he meets a young girl who he likes and he doesn't want to film her because it means he has to kill her. Right? Kind of like how in Red Dragon, he doesn't want the thing to see her, or he'll have to kill her. Kind of shit. Like, it just reminded me too much about it, and I wasn't into it. It was disappointing. I was sad. What else am I going to talk about?
I can't believe you caught that.
There's this documentary that's now on Netflix called They Love Me When I'm Dead, which is about Orson Welles.
Oh, yeah, that's... Orson Welles, yeah. No?
And kind of circles around his unfinished movie that people are all crazy about, The Other Side of the Wind, which I believe there's like some thing that they've done with it to then release it on Netflix. I've not watched the film itself. But I really love this documentary. And I mean, it's a little bit up my alley because it's just a lot talking about filmmaking and talking about the world of Orson Welles. And I realize how little of Orson Welles' films I've actually seen. And it's to me, one of the things that I really love about this movie is that The Other Side of the Wind, a movie I actually didn't know a lot about before this year, has become this mythologized entity when Orson Welles was trying to make it at the time and advertising and talking about it and doing this crazy meta film that never actually got finished. This movie, to me, talking around the movie, feels like somebody making a weird mocked-up version of The Other Side of the Wind, where they're just playing with all of the footage they have and all of the information they have, and they're just making basically a historical record and at the same time a interesting way of looking at that film. And I found it very fascinating, and it also helps that I'd sit down and listen to Orson Welles tell me stories for days. I mean, we talked about F is for Fake on his podcast, and I adore that movie for pretty much the same reason. Orson Welles, for as crazy as he can be, is an individual who knows how to wrap you up in a story. So the last two I'm going to talk about are basically directed straight at Damien. So Douglas, you can tune out now.
La 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 la.
I watched Venom.
You idiot.
That movie is so bad.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's not dumb enough to be good. Because it has things that made me hope. Say, for example, the scene in which you get Lady Venom Mm-hmm. I'm like, why didn't they go further down this road?
Yes. Wait, hold on. Let's back up a second.
Douglas, yeah. I told you not
to
listen. See
when you get what?
You get Laddie Venom.
Before your
mind goes too far, it's just Venom.
It's literally just like, a second of the movie.
There's
anyways.
A difference, but not much of it. It's still just, like, imagine Venom. That is what Lady Venom is. It's not like pink.
And they keep going on about how Venom is like this sentient being, like, in his mind and saying, like, we must mm-hmm. eat things and shit. And it never felt like that really became a thing. And that kind of, like, that could have been, like, a fun, dumb thing for the movie to keep mm-hmm. going on about. But at the end of the day, it ends up being, like, another one of these superhero movies where you feel like they film someone on a bike on a green screen somewhere and everything else is fake and it just feels like nothing. And I didn't really like it that much. It's dumb.
Like that movie, I expected it to be the worst and it was one notch above that. So it beat my expectation, but it is not good. And that is why it is perplexing that movie has made so much money. So much money. I don't understand. People have gone to see that movie more than once for it to make that much money, which having seen the movie, Andrew, I'm pretty sure you would agree that is impossible.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
So I have one last more to mention, and this is definitively for Damien. It starts with an apology, not for Damien.
Uh-huh.
Right? I officially like a Yorgo Lanthimos film.
No, I saw you fucking put this on your goddamn website.
Mm-hmm.
So the favorite is a goddamn masterpiece.
Yeah, I'm waiting. Right? Ever since I saw that trailer, I'm just like, look, he didn't write this shit. I cannot wait to see this.
I didn't know that. He didn't write it?
He didn't. No, it's not.
He didn't write it.
Yeah, he is directing it, but he did not write this shit.
He did not write this.
He did not write it.
Because he can direct.
He can direct.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
And his comedic timing is good. It's just that it's surrounded with trash movies. Mm-hmm. This one he didn't write.
So guys,
that is why I've been horny for this movie for a long time.
This movie
he's tricked me so many times.
Yeah, based on everything I have seen and heard, this one is going to be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Although for me, it is like, it's still a period movie and I've always been
a fan
of that. Been. So there's also, like, there's an extra benefit there for me. I don't know about you, but from what I've heard, it won't matter because it is, like, the thing people keep talking about this movie is the writing in this movie. That is what people love. And based on what I've seen from the trailer, he's putting all his weirdness in the filmmaking and the writing clearly took care of itself. So I cannot wait to see this movie.
So Douglas, you remember a couple of years ago we saw this movie called Love and Friendship?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Imagine that mixed with Yorgo Lanthimos' just strange way of making movies and like... just the way people just are assholes at each other in those movies. It gets physical. Mm-hmm. There's gun pointing involved. There's a point where someone basically drugs another person into being in a whorehouse. Because they're getting too close. Right? Yeah. This is an assholery one-upmanship movie that no one has ever heard of or seen of before. And
That lead with that, Andrew.
And it is
you didn't
gorgeous.
Need any of the rest
watch
of it.
Watch the trailer again. And just
actually, I'm not sure if I watched it.
Oh, then you need to see
but I didn't know about it, and the name is unavoidable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the trailer is something special. I've watched that trailer more times than I've watched any trailer save The Amazing Spider-Man. That's the only other trailer. That's the trailer I know I've watched the most. But this favorite thing, I am
The Amazing Spider-Man.
No, man. What's the comic book one?
Spider-Verse one?
Yeah, thingy? Into the Spider-Verse. Yeah,
People are talking about it.
I'm going to go see that on Friday.
Did you see that trailer?
It looks so good.
Have you seen that trailer?
Yeah, I saw it. I saw one of them at least.
What's the problem now?
It looks like it's an okay cartoon. It looks like
what all comic book movies should have been. It looks like this is finally what we should have done.
Like, John Mulaney is Spider-Ham.
We should have done this.
What's that?
John Mulaney plays Spider-Pig.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I can't believe that is what it's telling you. You're a terrible person.
When are we going to Caribbean watch this?
As soon as this is available.
I'm going to go see this on Friday.
Yeah. So we'll see this never.
So yeah, there are some other movies I could talk about, but I don't want to. Because okay. I don't want to tell you about them because they're secrets.
Cool.
All
right, Douglas, you can go.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Seen nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
He's seen one thing I need to hear about.
The things that I have seen.
Yes.
Listen.
This sounds ominous.
Are we going to start reciting Blade Runner quotes? Because I can join in.
All right, let's vote on never do
that. So, I watched a feature length remake of an Aaliyah music video this week.
The fuck are you talking about?
That movie's called Skyscraper.
Oh, you guys don't listen to me. When I come here, I tell you guys not to do things. Both of you are just like, nah, I don't trust him.
But I have to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Try. Just try.
They fucked up. Because... Not because the movie's bad, because obviously that happened. But you cannot tell me that this movie did not deserve an All Aaliyah soundtrack.
I mean...
Come on.
And Douglas, that's why me and you can't make movies.
Damien.
Uh-huh.
Hot Like Fire.
Yeah.
Where Could He Be?
Mm-hmm.
All I Need.
Yeah.
And you could, you know, just add to that in a parenthesis... Is a roll of duct tape.
I mean, when he loses his leg, you can put, are you feeling me?
Yeah.
At the end of the movie, I care for you.
Exactly. Yeah. No. The end of the movie has to be, you know, been a long time.
No, I think try again.
But that's it.
I'm going to punch you. This is the second time for tonight. That you chopped down my joke setup. Son of a bitch.
Oh my gosh. This movie is
it
pretty
is
bad.
The worst.
It's pretty bad. Actually, I mean, it's. You know what though?
I know you love The Rock.
I do love The Rock. And I much prefer this movie to Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh yeah. I mean. Oh my god. Would I watch. Is that
If I had to choose, I'd watch Skyscraper over that other one.
I choose death.
So I also watched another bad movie. I watched The Spy Who Dumped Me.
What is... you're a bit young to be having a midlife crisis.
Damien Kate McKinnon is in this movie.
I don't give a shit. You know better.
I know better. But guess what? This movie's horrible.
No shit.
It's really bad. I couldn't even make jokes about this movie. Like, it's dumb.
You're such an idiot.
But what I did watch this week,
which
Andrew's going to be happy about,
is
not what it's Paddington 2. I watched Paddington 2 finally. Yeah. So obviously I like that movie. I love the Paddington movies. But I am a little disappointed in you, Andrew. You played up Hugh Grant. You played up how elaborate his costume changing antics would be. They were nowhere near the cornerstone of this film that I assumed they would be. Andrew, what is your defense?
You got played, son.
I only have one really important question for you.
Okay, what's that?
Did you enjoy Hugh Grant in this movie?
Of course I enjoy Hugh Grant in every movie.
A solid retort by Andrew. That's 1 point to Andrew.
Damn it. Andrew's winning. But yeah, this movie is great. I mean, Ben Whishaw as a teddy bear, why not? I did watch one other movie, a movie that I have watched before, but I think it's okay for us to talk about because it's not something that's in the forefront of our minds generally. And Andrew, I recall Andrew just adoring this film. I want to see if he believes that that is the truth. I watched a Harrison Ford film that was made in the 90s.
You swapped the samples.
Yes. Yes, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I watched A Fugitive.
What's happening here?
That movie is still dope. I don't know what the problem is.
Is someone... Are you about to say bad things about
no,
The
absolutely
Fugitive?
Not. Oh, why would I do that?
Okay.
But it did make me realize... And so we had this discussion when I watched... I almost said Tremors. That's another movie I should watch again. I love that movie. But yes. We had this conversation when I watched Twister.
Mm-hmm.
That there is a clear divide, a clear line between actual movies or movies made nowish mm-hmm. in like the 2000s region of time and movies made before that, in particular movies of the 90s.
Yes.
The more I go back to watch movies from that time is the more you realize that there is an actual look to them. And it's almost akin to what was that called again? The color scheme.
Cinemascope.
Was it? No, I don't feel like it's Cinemascope, but similar, something similar, right?
Right.
Where all the colors were so bright in...
Are you talking about Technicolor?
Yeah, Technicolor. Mm-hmm. Where you watch a movie from that time and you're like, that's that time, that's right. That movie. Like, the 90s has that feel to it as well. It has it in the way that the movie is directed, with the way that it's cut. It also have it with just the grittiness of the movie. And also, the fact that there is no fun in anything. Like, I feel like even the comedies are gritty. The comedies, they're like, you know, grown men with beards.
You remember
not
the, remember killing grunge
each other.
Came out?
Yeah.
So, the 80s were happy, fun-loving, and the 90s were a reaction to that shit. Everybody's like, because grunge came out, like they... 80s were happy and hippie-ish. Like, it was, they were recovering from the come down of the 70s, mm-hmm. where it was straight cocaine. The 80s was the come down. And then at the end of the 80s, there was a big war. And then there was a divide in America. And that is where, like, grunge and hip-hop came out of the late 80s, early 90s. And some movies followed where it's just a lot of manly type nonsense. This is why I love a lot of the movies in the 90s, from the 90s, because they're so aggressive.
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this one is no exception.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's funny to watch a movie where
Tommy Lee Jones.
Of course he is.
Old for 30 years.
That's what I was about to say. Like, I looked at him there and I'm like, shit. How long have you been this old?
Exactly.
And I actually checked his age. Mm-hmm. The man was probably like 40
yeah,
when he did that. So he's not
man.
That.
He's been an old ass man
he's
for a while.
He's always looked old.
Yeah. It's tremendous. We'll shut down every whorehouse, outhouse, and head house. Oh, yes!
Yeah, that's Damien, one thing that Tommy...
Is The Fugitive sequel good?
The one
of course it was. With Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes?
Yeah.
Have you not seen it?
I remember
it being
at the time.
Good.
I haven't seen it in forever.
Oh, dog. You're in for a treat. If you think you like The Fugitive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wesley Snipes. He is not great in a lot of things. But when he hits hard. And that movie is...
Yeah.
It's real good. You should watch that movie.
It's not Demolition Man good.
Listen, nothing. But that's a high bar. Right? That's why there's never been a sequel to Demolition Man.
By the way, yet another aggressive 90s movie.
There has been a sequel to Demolition Man.
Excuse me, what is that, sir? Listen, these lies that you tell, I don't want to hear it. Sequel to Demolition Man, how dare you?
Wait, sorry, what?
How dare you? It's not even funny. I hate you. Shitty sense of humor.
That's not possible.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about The Fugitive. So good. And I have to tell you, Tommy Lee Jones is a man who's built his career on just being...
On being a sheriff. Yeah. He's been a sheriff. Like, he was born... If he wasn't in movies, he'd be in Texas being a sheriff right now.
Like, yeah.
He's the typecast that you want. He's like, great. If I'm making a movie and there needs to be a old-timey sheriff, the only casting I will accept is Tommy Lee Jones.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
To be fair, he did do extremely well. So he's the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
There is one other role that he was made for, and that's Harvey Two-Face Dent.
I disagree. Stop it.
That was
man
great.
That man is a treasure.
That was
do
great.
Not sully his name. Shitty Batman movies.
I think he had his own weird laugh in that movie, didn't he?
Oh my god. It's seared in my brain. You know how long I haven't seen those terrible movies, and I still remember clearly Jim Carrey as the Riddler. Movies, you know what?
I loved that movie so much when it came out. Oh.
Yeah, I think we all did.
We didn't know any better.
So
How old was I? Must have been like, what, 12?
Yeah, you are in the right age group that bat nipples didn't annoy you.
No, that was the next one.
In Alisa Silverstone and her.
Which
bullshit.
One was that? Batman. Was that Batman Forever? No, that wasn't Batman.
Batman Forever.
Batman Forever is the one we started talking about. Yes. Now Damian's talking about
Batman and Robin.
I would have been Batman 9 years Robin, old when that movie came out. It came out in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Everything about that movie hurts my face and my brain. Hate it so
And Chris O'Donnell so as Robin.
Yep.
Remember when he was going to be the next great actor?
No, I don't remember that.
Started coming in everything. No, God, the 90s were bad. So glad we're out of it. We got some great music, but the rest of that shit.
So yes, my review trash. Of Douglas's review section, yes. He didn't talk about enough Paddington for me. But you know, mm-hmm. Otherwise it's okay.
But okay. I do have one other thing I really want to talk about.
Of course you do.
So guys, there's something that you have not been watching that you need to watch.
Okay. Forever.
I have two separate pitches.
Uh-huh.
Damian, close your ears.
Okay.
Andrew.
Hi.
Basketball.
There's a TV show. It's based on a comic book, so I know you love it.
I'm already sold.
Yeah.
It's starring Patton Oswalt.
Nope.
Is this Happy?
Yes, it is. How did you know?
I've read that comic book. I remember when this show was going to start and people were talking about it, and I forgot who the main actor is, but he's somebody, like a character guy that people like.
Yeah, it's Chris Meloni.
But having read like one issue of that comic book, I said, fuck this shit, and then I ignored the TV show.
Andrew, I'm here to tell you, this TV show is fucking glorious. I just spent about 2 days watching... 2 days where one of them, I think, I was at work till midnight watching.
You shouldn't be watching TV at work, D-Man.
I mean.
All right. It's great. Now, Andrew, you now must go and watch this.
Well, it's on Netflix, however, so why not?
I now need to talk to Damian.
I've seen oh, wait. Have you seen. This.
Damian. Listen to me.
Like, I like that guy from Law & Order. He's like yes. One of my favorite people.
He's great. He's also a great comedian, but. Think about it this way, right? This TV show, right? What if I told you that the people that brought you The Expanse, right?
Sci-fi, don't you?
Shh.
Looking at his stupid face.
Damn it.
Looking at him, he's like, just some stupid way to see people. Like, what? No, I know. You son of a bitch.
Damn it, you caught me. But think of this as like a cross between Crank 2.
Uh-huh.
And
Roger Rabbit.
Yes, there is that little bit
that
in there.
That is what I saw and went, but I cannot do this.
Damien is kind of like Shoot 'Em Up or Crank 2 or any of these things. It's just this man just fucking
losing his shit,
getting crazier and crazier, doing crazier and crazier things and never dying.
Douglas.
When he really should die.
Douglas.
It's perfect.
I want you to know.
Yeah.
I'm going to get this. Mm-hmm. No.
It's on Netflix.
Right. I'm going to get it now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're wrong, next week is going to go very bad for you. I'm already watching one bad TV series forever. Don't do this to me. Right? I need to catch up on You're the Worst because the final season is about to start.
Oh, as I'm about to say, why are you catching up? You should have already been caught up.
I was busy. I'm going to delay that. Watch this, and if you're wrong, me and you're going to have a talk next week. All right.
When does You're the Worst come back?
I think it's January.
Yeah,
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Samberg comes back in January as well.
Yep,
Brooklyn.
Yeah,
I saw the trailer for the new season. It's dumb.
Still getting man in the 1999.
All right, you guys can talk about what you watch this week now.
All right, Andrew Robinson.
Aye.
Have you seen this Suspiria?
I have.
The new one?
Yes.
Did you see the old one?
Yes.
All right, so whenever I get a chance to see the new one, me and you need to talk about both those movies. Because I watched the old one.
Did you like it?
When I get to see the new one, man.
There's a reason I've not talked about that movie on here.
About both of these movies. But I will wait until I get a chance to see the new one before me and Andrew have to have a talk. Douglas,
I'm very afraid.
For the new one, yes.
Yeah. Did you like that trailer? Yeah, Your face describes what I think about this movie.
It looks pretty, but it looks like it's also just fucking apeshit crazy.
Cool. Moving along. I saw Love, Simon. Have you seen that, Andrew?
I want to. I keep forgetting to.
Is that like a Netflix show or something?
Cool. That will be the next movie that we review. I saw Black Klansman.
Haven't seen it.
Okay, so
I've been avoiding
on a scale,
it.
Uh-huh.
On a scale from racist to racist. How racist?
Hold on. It says Spike Lee. It says Spike Lee.
On a scale from Do the Right Thing to Inside Man, what Spike Lee am I looking at?
Oh, okay, cool.
You're closer to Inside Man.
Okay, cool.
So this is good?
You're closer to Inside Man.
Inside Man is the last good movie he's ever
right.
made.
Right, and so he's closer to that. It's not... you remember Chirac?
Yes, I do.
Cool. You remember the fury you heard around Chirac?
Yes.
Not bad. This one you can watch.
Okay.
I will leave it at that.
All right, fair enough.
I saw The Incredibles 2 again because I can't help myself.
It's a good movie. I spoke about watching that. Right?
Yeah.
It's cool.
I saw a Wes Anderson movie about dogs.
Oh, how bad is it?
Have you seen it?
I have not, but Andrew keeps going on about how bad it is.
Andrew, you've seen it.
I do not like that movie.
Cool. Douglas, I think you need to watch that movie. So that me, you, and Andrew can have a proper talk about this movie.
All right, it is on my watch list.
Do I have to watch it again?
I think next week you have a separate assignment.
I think I do.
I think you have a separate assignment.
You're going to have to watch it again.
Yeah. No, like you don't have to watch it again. But I need a third opinion on this movie.
The movie that I need no more opinions on is A Star Is Fucking Boring. Ooh. I'm sorry, A Star Is Truly Boring. Wait, let me just check the title. A Star Is Goddamn Boring.
The 1977 Douglas version? Robinson.
What's that?
The 1977 version?
Right. So, Lady Gaga and some dude is in a movie, and it sucks. Good God almighty, is this movie boring.
I hate you, Damien.
Douglas? It felt like the movie was stealing time. I assume this is what you feel when a vampire is draining the life out of you. Because it took me 3 nights.
Ah-ha!
3 nights.
Don't you love those movies?
To watch this movie. And on the third night of boredom.
You sound like you're talking about... You sound like you're singing that song for Christmas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, on the third night of boredom. This shitty movie said to me, Damien, you're free. You're free, Damien. You don't have to watch this shit anymore.
You didn't like the Lady Gaga songs, Damien?
Yo, dog.
You didn't like all the old, rumbly, countryness of Bradley Cooper trying to rip off Rooster Cogburn?
Good God almighty.
You didn't like Sam Elliott's eyes watering and redding up with sadness? I hate you, Damien.
I am upset by how bad this movie is.
I like that movie a lot.
Yeah. Oh my God. I have never been more sure that movie critics are assholes than with this movie. When they have looked past the fact that no story is told in this movie. Andrew, what's the story of A Star Is Boring?
I don't know that movie, Damien.
Oh, I'm sorry. A Star Is Boring.
Oh, that movie. Okay.
Yeah, can you give me a quick story synopsis?
It is the tale.
Is it just the beginning of The Big Bang Theory played over and over again?
That would be a better movie.
It's the story of Lady Gaga's, whose character name I've forgotten, her rise to stardom, and at the same time, the countryman whose name I've forgotten, his fall from stardom, all at the same time.
Yeah. And this takes place over what time period, would you say?
Don't know, don't care.
Cool.
So this movie is about an elevator.
Again, that would be a better movie.
Okay.
I don't remember any specific time period.
Right. I sat down and watched Mary Queen of Scots. Fell asleep. So that's not a good sign. That's a bad sign.
That's the one in Margot Robbie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Started, did not complete. So that is DNF. This is my review of Mary Queen of Scots. Whenever I get through it, I will let you know. Because now that I beat Red Dead, and I know that the year is ending, I am trying to watch as many good movies as I can.
That's why I watched Venom.
Right. I said movies. I specifically said movies. I saw Ethan Hawke as a Christian minister.
Ooh, is that good? I keep telling myself I should try and watch it. Good?
Like Mary Queen of Scots, I did not make it. So again, as a DNF, I don't know if it is good. I know I fell asleep. You still haven't seen Sorry to Bother You, right?
No, I have all not. Right, we need to watch that,
yeah,
now, right?
Yeah. I need a third opinion on that one. And I sat down and I rewatched the good 2/3 of Annihilation. That movie is tremendous.
Why didn't you watch the end of it? The end of it is the best.
Goddamn perfect. If you stop where they get to the beach, there's no more problems in that movie. That movie is awesome. Right? She turns into a flower, she disappears, and I was just like, fucking A movie. And then you just cut to the end, perfect. I need to buy that movie, cut out the back third, and that movie is 1 hour of pure goddamn magic. I love the look of it. I didn't pay attention to the sound of that movie, just how fucking creepy every single thing in that movie. Like, even when there's nothing happening, that movie, the sounds coming out of your speaker is so eerie and awful that you're tense even when you know nothing is about to happen. But let me say again, the monster designs in this movie is pure magic. If you don't watch the end of this movie, if you ignore everything beyond the beach, perfect.
I hate you,
David. I still remember what happens. It's getting fuzzier and fuzzier. But the shark, alligator, Barosaurus, like, all, oh my God. Like, watching the first time you see the guy in the gym and he's exploded all over, like he's growing out, like as a tree, and they show you the view. Like, that movie, for 1 hour, might be my favorite movie this year. The problem is, I know there's an end to the movie, and I hope, like with Source Code, one day I forget what the end of that movie is. Because I will tell you, I know there's a proper ending to Source Code, but right now, if you put a gun to my head, I could not tell you what it is.
What is your current end of Source Code, Damien?
What's that, Andrew, sir?
What is your current end of Source Code?
It's when they pause on the train. The actual ending. Where What's-His-Face is telling doing a stand-up routine and the movie pauses. There's like a slow-mo pan through and everyone is frozen. That is where that movie ends. I know something happens after that annoyed the hell out of me. But I can't actually remember what that thing is, which is perfect. Absolutely perfect. Just like Lady Vengeance. Don't know what happened. Oh. But yeah, like, Annihilation is, oh my God.
I love it, you have all of these DNF movies.
Yeah, like, I'm going to finish them, but I started them and I just, like,
speaking of DNF,
the body could not get it done.
I want to give you a joke, right? Mm-hmm. So I decided to start watching the Netflix movie, the one with Iko Kawai in it. I can't remember what it's called.
I forgot the name. The Night Comes For Us or something?
Yeah, The Night Comes For Us.
Okay.
And there is a part in that movie where Iko dies.
Mm-hmm.
Where he gets shot. Mm-hmm. I just stopped.
You immediately turned off the movie?
Immediately turned off.
I've seen enough of this.
You're like, the movie,
however,
I wanted is
I have off. I have looked in Wikipedia and realized he didn't actually die.
Okay.
So now I'm trying to build back up to start watching it again.
You are a child.
You don't understand how upset I was.
I can't imagine.
The only fucking reason I started.
I came here for one big movie. How dare you? Who do you think you are?
I was so upset.
This is a game.
And it's gotten to a point where I was like, oh, the movie's finished. I paused it and it has a whole nother hour.
Okay.
I was just like,
doing this?
Come on.
Nice try, though.
Yeah.
I saw the trailer for Widows.
Yeah, that movie looks like it should be all right.
It looks good.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people that don't like it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
There are some people that do like it.
Yeah, I hope it is as violent as the trailer makes it seem.
Mm-hmm.
The other trailer that I saw that finally gave me what I wanted was that second Godzilla trailer.
I have not seen that. I did see you guys going crazy in the group.
Yeah, I don't think Andrew liked it when it was a pseudo art film in the first trailer.
There was some nice music playing. There were big monsters that looked pretty. Yeah. You had Coach Taylor telling me things.
Right.
I was
in
down.
The second trailer, they stopped talking and it's just straight murder. It's just, oh, no, we made a monster movie. Like, it seemed that they took to heart the criticisms of the first one where they're just like, there's fucking 2 minutes of Godzilla in this 90-minute film. And they're just like, oh, you wanted to see Godzilla, eh? Yeah. All right.
I hope that they learned from King Kong, because mm-hmm. that was a movie.
Yeah. King Kong is a superior movie. I still love...
Was horrible.
I love Godzilla because they made, they finally did the thing I've wanted to see in one of these movies for so long, where they're just like, oh no, we're making a military movie. And then in the middle of, it feels like it's the wrong movie. Because in the middle of this tactical shooter movie, just giant lizards running up, and I was like, that is perfect. That's all I've wanted for a long time. And this time they're just like, but Damien, what if it's just monsters fighting? And people will learn about an hour into that movie that watching giant things fight each other gets boring after maybe 60 minutes. As I learned watching Attack on Titan. There's an anime. I saw
I know that one.
2 minutes of it.
I think I watched the whole of the first season.
This is garbage.
Oh, I kind of liked it at the time, I remember.
Fucking trash. It's like, oh, none of this makes sense. A wall? You people expect me a wall? That is the technology you built? A wall? All right, I'm done.
It will keep out the Mexicans, yeah. So it can keep out the giants.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Nonsense. It's good enough for me. And I watch some TV shows. Bumping Mics.
Oh, love tremendous. That show.
Watch the Burke Cry Show stand up again. Naked guy, the naked guy.
Oh, yes.
Secret time.
Very good. Yeah. I don't know why I found that so funny.
Oh, because he's tremendous.
I laughed harder on that stand up than some of the greatest ones.
Yeah, no, because ever. The thing with his comedy is he and Dave Attell. Their comedy is for one type of person. Like, it's not broad enough to call, it's not a comedy for the masses. Mm-hmm. You have to be a bad person to be on board. And the worse person you are, is the more you like.
Oh, so Tom Segura.
Yeah, exactly. Except Tom Segura will at times leave it broad enough that it can bring in people. Mm-hmm. No. He's not doing any of that. They're terrible people. Fred Armisen and Maya Rudolph are disappointed me. I'm 3 episodes into Forever, and it's not good. It is aggressively not good. And Douglas saw it and thought it was Portlandia, and he was reviewing Portlandia and hit the nail on the head with this TV show, which is a bad sign. Every word for word, everything you describe, I'm just like, yeah. And it's like, wait, this isn't Portland. Oh boy, this is bad. And there was something
else. It's sad that as many, even though there are a lot of things of his that I don't like, every time I see something, he obviously is creative enough. He has these ideas that they all look good. Like there's a series with him and oh my gosh, what's his name? The guy that got his own HBO show the other day where he's an actor / murderer. Him and Fred Armisen are in another show on IFC, I think it is, or whichever one has Portlandia that looks fun, but I'm sure it's the same breed of nonsense, you know?
I am very... The only other thing I've been watching is The Good Place, and season 3 is very disappointing.
Yeah, it is disappointing because essentially they thought they needed to move on from the situation that they were in, but you can't make the same kind of jokes in this new situation, which I think is why they've now brought it back.
Oh, they have?
In a way, yeah.
Yeah, it's this entire Earth trip thing. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a one episode with Blake Bortles' father. That was a good episode.
Yeah.
But that you can only live... like, Jason's an idiot and his father's an idiot, but you can only do that for one episode before you might overextend.
There's an episode, I think it might be the last one, where they go back and there's a problem and they all become Janets. Okay. And so the actress that plays Janet essentially does...
speaking for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And she does impressions of all of them. It's spectacular.
Okay. All right, so maybe it's picking up.
I wouldn't say the episode is spectacular, but her doing that is spectacular. But I think it's now coming back to a situation where they can do what we want them to do.
Yeah,
you know?
Let's hope. Because what I've been seeing is not good. And that's pretty much it. I still have like a list of 30 movies that I need to see before now and the end of the year.
I remember when I used to try to do that. I've just given up now, especially with my...
What I realized playing maybe 300 hours of Red Dead is that there's a lot of time that I spend on my bed, but not actually sleeping. And so I can use that time to watch TV shows and movies. It's not the best way, but I still get it in. I still get in the movies. And if they're good enough, I'm going to watch them again anyway, so it's not really a problem. And when they're not entertaining, I drift off. You get DNF movies. Oh, short movies. God. She's fun.